Okay, we'll get started, everybody. So we will begin with a prayer, as we have done last class. So every class we'll start with our small prayer. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejas Vinavadhitamastu Mavit Vishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti, Shanti. So
last class
we started off with Mama Nama, right? Mama Nama and the name. And the question was, how do we ask somebody what name? Bhavata Nama Kim for masculine, and for feminine it was Bhavatyah Nama Kim. Bhavatah Namakim, Bhavatyah Namakim. And can you please let me know if you are able to hear my voice, everybody? Can you please just confirm so that you know everybody is able to hear the voice clearly? Okay, and also, is the screen visible? I have shared the screen as well. Is it visible? Okay, thank you so much for the confirmation. So last week we started off Bhavatah Namakim, Bhavatyah Namakim. What is your name, respectively, to a gentleman or to a lady? We would say Bhavatah Namakim, Bhavatyah Namakim, respectively. And also we had seen two pronouns, Saha, Yeshaha. Saha is something that we tend to use when we are referring to a far away object. Yesha, referring to an object that is very nearby. Saha, yesha. Saha balakaha, yeshaha balakaha. Saha vidyalayaha, yeshaha vidyalayaha. Right? These kind of usages we had seen last week. And at the end, there was one Varnamala Geet that shows us how to pronounce a to au. Hope you had gone through this video in this presentation that was shared with you, and also with respect to the homework that was shared, we will go through the homework right now. A document was shared last week. Hope you have got a chance to go through the document which spoke about how the parts of the body are to be pronounced or to be known, right? That was the document that was shared last week, and it was mostly about the parts of the human body. Most of them are parts of the human body. So we will review those ones. So first one was head. So anybody got a chance to visit the website spokensanskrit.org in order to know what that word meant? Okay, so let me so whenever you get a chance, I have unmuted everybody, so you will be able to mute and unmute yourself individually. So what is head? What was head and what does it mean in Sanskrit?
Shiraha.
Shiraha. Head means
Shiraha.
And what is shoulder?
Kandaha.
Kandaha.
Samichinam. Kandaha. Shoulder means kandaha. And what is knee?
Janu.
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 Janu. Janu. Janu. Knee means janu. Finger?
Ankulya.
Anguli.
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 Anguli. Anguli. Anguli. Finger means anguli. we will learn one more word which means, so if I say head means shiraha, so we can also use ityukte. Ityukte. Head means shiraha. Head ityukte shiraha in Sanskrit. So if I want to use means in Sanskrit, it means ityukte. Head means shiraha. Or if I have to tell it in Sanskrit, I will say head ityukte shiraha. Shoulder ityukte kandaha. Knee ityukte janu. Finger ityukte anguli. Leg. What does leg mean?
Pada.
Leg.
Okay.
Pada feet. Leg.
Tadika.
Ganga is also leg. Ganga.
Ganga.
Ganga. Ganga. Janga means leg.
Janga, janga.
Janga,
Janga.
Janga.
Next, and...
It also said tanga though, right? In spoken Sanskrit.
No, janga, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Janga. Right, so there are multiple definitions of head. We will see some of parts of our head also. As we go forward, so we will come across the words as we go forward. So I'll try to cover that as well.
No, but for leg.
So some of you are facing Ganga,
right?
Yes, Ganga. So somebody had a doubt with respect to
Tanga.
Tanga. Changa. So let me check for the word changa. If it is there, I'll come back to you on that.
Okay.
Okay. So for head, we will come to the number of synonyms later, but most active words are the words that we see probably. Let me come across quite frequently. We will try to address them here. Okay, thanka, yes, so thanka is probably, I think I have to check that. I will check that and come back to so thanka. Is it referring to leg? I will, pardon me. And what about, what is hand?
Hasta.
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 One
hasta.
Hand is hasta, two hand is hasto.
Hastaha is for one, hasto is for
yes.
Two.
Two.
Yes, hastaha is for one, hasto is for two. Nail, and what is nail?
Nakam.
Nakar.
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 Nakam. Nakam is nail. Yes, bhuja, for yeah. If it is for shoulder, bhuja is also there, but we'll also point out what aspect of it is called as bhuja. So when from the joint, hand part of the joint is what is referred to as the bhujaha. So we will refer to how these are called. So somebody has a doubt if I could call shoulder as bhujaha. Okay, so we'll come back to the next part is nose. What is nose?
Nasika.
Nasika.
Nasika. Correct. Samichinam. Ear?
Karnaha. Karnaha.
Karnaha. For a singular, karnaha. Karnau is for plural or for
both,
two.
Both.
So karnaha is for singular, karnau is for two.
Both.
Mouth. What was mouth?
आसन
मुखम
मुखम मुखम
मुखम यस मुखम 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 इज फॉर माउथ एंड नेक्स्ट वन इज फेस व्हाट इज फेस
शिक केस
बदन
फेस इज बदन
वदनम इत्युक्ते वदनम
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 वदनम एंड व्हाट इज वदनम वदनम एंड व्हाट इज नेक पार्ट व्हाट वाज नेक पार्ट कंठ ग्रीवा दीज आर द टू थिंग्स वी कैन रेफर टू फॉर नेक कंठ कंठ ग्रीवा एंड व्हाट इज स्टमक
उदरम
उदर
उदरम
समीचीनम स्टमक इज समत इत्युक्ते उदरम एंड व्हाट इज नेवल
नाभि
नाभि
समीचीनम नाभि नेवल इत्युक्ते नाभि बोन नेक्स्ट वन इज बोन
अस्थि
अस्थि
समीचीनम बोन इत्युक्ते अस्थि बोन
अस्थि
अस्थि and what is referred to as thigh in sanskrit
janga
tuhu
janga
janga
janga okay janga is also referred to as thigh or uruhu is also referred to as thigh uruhu is also referred to ityukte uruhu ityukte thigh
कर्परः
one is waste waste was what is waste katihi 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 samichinam waste ityukte katihi forehead
bala
bro bro bru bru
bru bruhu is bruhu is eyebrows bruhu is okay. eyebrows
balam
balam balam
lalatam
lalatam samichanam samichanam
yes yeah lalatam
samichanam next one is eyebrow eyebrow ityukte
bro oh eyebrow is bro
ब्रूहि इत्युक्ते ऐब्रो चीक् चीक् इत्युक्ते
गल्लः गल्लौ गल्लः
गल्लः गल्लः गल्लः ऐ ऐ इत्युक्ते
नेत्रं
नेत्रे
नेत्रं
नेत्रं नेत्रं नेत्रः
नेत्रं नेत्रं द त्रः इस् जनरली फार् मास्कुलैन् दिस् इस् जनरली फार् न्यूट्रल् वर्ड् नेत्रं So whenever we encounter ma, ma at the end, it would be generally a neutral word or a neuter word. Ai ityukte netram. Brain. Brain ityukte?
Mastika.
Mastikam, samichinam, mastikaha, mastikam ityuk. Samichinam. Mastishkam, brain. Kal.
Mastikam. Kapala.
Mastishkam. Kal ityukte? Kapalah.
Kapalam.
Ankle. Ankle ityukte?
Gulpaha.
Gulpaha. Samichinam bhagini. Gulpaha.
So ankle, they have given many options. So which is the right one to use right now?
As per the answer sheet that we are sharing, we are using gulpaha magini. Synonyms are whatever is in spokensanskrit.org. There are three or four words they have given as alternative for ankle.
Okay. Dhanyavaad.
Samichinam bhagini.
Where is the next answer one, sheet, Mahodaya?
It will be shared with you, Bhagini, in the website. Okay. So after the class, I will share the class recording and the homework.
Okay, thank you. Because for
next one is arm. Arm ityukte?
Foot is next one.
Foot.
Okay, I meant foot. Yeah, foot is next one. Foot ityukte?
Foot is pada.
Padaha, samichinam. Ityukte padaha. Lalatam samichinam va. Next one is arm. Arm ityukte?
Zaka.
Buddha?
Zaka.
Right, again for this lot of words are given. Bahuhu is also referred to as arm sometimes.
Yeah,
Bahu. So, Bahu is also referred to as arm. So, we will go with Bahu because that is what we are sharing in the answer sheet. That will be shared with you. But other alternatives also will be provided to this. Okay. Next one is chest.
Vakshasthalam.
Vakshasthalam is also ityukte. Sorry, Vakshasthalam ityukte chest.
Ityukte Vakshasthalam.
Samichinam bhagini. Next one is hair.
Kesha. Kesha.
So, correct, Bhagini. Samichinam. Hushi Kesha. So, with respect to Bhagavad Gita, a lot of places we come across the word Hushi Kesha. Right? So, that's Kesha.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So, Kesha. So, hair, ityukte Kesha. Tongue. Next.
Jikwa.
Jihwa. Samichinam. Jihwa. Throat.
Kantaha.
Kantaha ityukte kantaha. Throat ityukte kantaha. Samichinam bhagini. So these are the words that we have come across with respect to the body part. So we'll also see Abhyasa Pustakam. Abhyasa Pustakam, page number 1 was given as homework. So did you get a chance to look at it?
Yes.
Asta Bhagini. So first page was bhavatah nama kim. So can anybody read the first page?
Bhavatah nama kim, mama nama krishna hai.
Samitinam mahodaya.
भवत्याः नाम किं मम नाम राधा
भवत्याः नाम किं मम नाम राधा समीचीनं महोदय
धन्यवादः
कुङ्कुं भगिनी नेक्स्ट् वन् केन् यु रीड् इट्
विच् पेज् एम् ऐ लुकिङ्ग् एट्
भगिनी दिस् इस् द फर्स्ट् पेज् अभ्यासं So, okay. So you have the textbook, Bhagini. You can refer to the link. In the email, we have sent the link also. You can refer to the PDF version of it. If you have not bought it, you can take it online, that is shared in the email that has been shared with you earlier. So there is a PDF version of it. You can refer to that particular PDF version. We are referring to the first page of that PDF version. Okay, so let because of the background noise, there is a lot of disturbance in the class, so I have muted you all, and we will take turns in order to read this. So looks like just now Balasubramanyam Mahode had read the first two parts. So, Kumkum Bhagini, do you have the textbook with you?
I do, yes.
Okay, Bhagini. So, Mahode read the till Mama Nama Radha. Till that part,
yeah.
Bhagini had read. Can you please continue after that?
Okay. Bhavata Nam Kim.
Mama Nama Jayantaha. Mama Nama Jayantaha.
Mama Nama Kum Kum.
Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. Mama Nama,
Mama Nama Kum Kum.
Samichinam Bhagini. So please turn to the next page.
Yeah.
Which is page number 2. Can you please continue with Eshaha and Saha?
Eshaha Balaka. Shah
Balakaha.
Vriddha. बालकः सः वृद्धः
समीचीनं भगिनि सो एषः इत्युक्ते विच् वि आर् रेफरिङ्ग् टु एस् नियर् बै बालकः एण्ड् फार् अवे वि आर् रेफरिङ्ग् टु वित् सः वृद्धः माधवी भगिनी नमस्कार भगिनी केन् यु प्लीस् कण्टिन्यू वित् द सेकेण्ड् वन् गणेशः अण्ड् गोविन्दः
एषः गणेशः सः गोविन्दः
समीचीनं भगिनि एषः गणेशः सः गोविन्दः Okay, Anita Bhagini, okay, let me see if, Anita Bhagini, can you please take up the third one?
Okay, Ishaha Arakshaka, Saha,
समीचीनं भगिनि एषः आरक्षकः सः सैनिकः समीचीनं भगिनि सो दिस् वास् फार् द मास्क्युलैन् usage of the word. So these words are akarantah pullinga. We'll anyways come to this as we go forward today. So this is what was given in the last class. We had referred to two words of how to point out to the masculine version. Eshah arakshakah, sah sainikah. Eshah ganeshah, sah govindah. Eshah balakah, sah vruddah. So balakah means boy, vruddah means a old man. Similarly, Ganeshaha and Govindaha are being referred to with names. So, Yeshaha Ganesha. This person is Ganesh. That person is Govinda. Saha Govindaha. Saha Govindaha. That person is Govinda. This person is a policeman. He is policeman. So, Yeshaha Arakshaka. Saha Sainikaha. That person is soldier. He is a soldier. That person who is far away is a soldier. That person who is far away is a soldier. Saha Sainikaha. Yeshaha Arakshakaha. This person is a policeman. The person who is near is a policeman. Arakshakaha. He is a policeman. So this is how we are referring to Saha and Yeshaha. These are the two things that we had seen last week. And we had also seen Bhavataha Namakim, Bhavatyaha Namakim. So to revise quickly, let me see if this, yes. So we had seen this, saha kaha, saha hyutaha. Saha kaha is the question, kaha. Saha kaha, saha hyutaha. Hyutaha ityukte, bag. Hyutaha, hyutaha, hyutaha ityukte, bag. Saha balakaha, saha balakaha. Saha kaha, saha marjaraha. Saha kaha. Saha marjaraha. Marjaraha ityukte cat. Saha marjaraha. Yeshaha kaha. Yeshaha manthanaha. Yeshaha kaha. Yeshaha manthanaha. Yeshaha manthanaha. Yeshaha kaha. Yeshaha vaidyaha. Yeshaha kaha. Yeshaha vaidyaha. Vaidya ityukte doctor. Vaidya ityukte doctor. Yeshaha kaha. Yeshaha deepaha. Yeshaha kaha. Yeshaha deepaha. Lamp. Yeshaha saha kaha. Saha chashakaha. Saha chashakaha. Chashakaha ityukte glass. Saha kaha. Saha chashakaha. Chashakaha ityukte glass. Yeshaha kaha. Yeshaha padaha. Yeshaha kaha. Yeshaha padaha. Let me try to confirm once again. Are you able to see the screen? So, hope are you able to see the screen?
Yes. Hello, hello.
Yes, we can. Okay, madam. Yes. Okay. Yeshah kaha, yeshah padaha. Yeshah padaha. Padaha means feet. Padaha means feet. Yeshah kaha, yeshah darpanaha. Yeshah kaha, yeshah darpanaha. Darpanaha ityukte mirror. Darpanaha. Darpanaha. Yeshah kaha, yeshah darpanaha. Darpana ityukte mirror. Yeshah kaha. Saha kaha. Saha parvataha. Saha parvataha. Parvataha ityukte mountain. Yeshah kaha. Yeshah arakshakaha. Yeshah kaha. Yeshah arakshakaha. Arakshakaha ityukte policeman. Saha kaha. Saha kaha. Saha chamasaha. Saha chamasaha. Chamasaha ityukte spoon. Chamasaha ityukte spoon. Saha kaha. Saha devalayaha. सः कः सः देवालयः देवालयः इत्युक्ते टेम्पल् सः कः सः देवालयः देवालयः इत्युक्ते टेम्पल् सः कः सः दन्तकूर्चः सः कः सः दन्तकूर्चः सः दन्तकूर्चः सः कः सः कूर्मः सः कूर्मः कूर्मः इत्युक्ते टार्टैस् कूर्मः इत्युक्ते टार्टैस् एषः कः एषः वृक्षः एषः कः एषः वृक्षः वृक्षः इत्युक्ते ट्री एषः कः एषः वृक्षः वृक्षः इत्युक्ते ट्री सो लास्ट् वीक् देर् वास् अ क्वश्चन् ईस् इट् लैक् मोस्ट्लि वेन् वि हाव् दिस् अह आर् दे रेफरिङ्ग् टु द मास्क्युलैन् वर्ड्स् सो इन् संस्कृत दि वर्ड्स् आर् केटगरैज्ड् इन् टु मास्क्युलैन् वर्ड्स् feminine words and neuter words are the neutral words this is how they have been categorized and as we have seen mostly so far our words have ended with aha right so the way it has been put in Sanskrit is something that is ending so we are calling to as akarantah akarantah means this is something that is ending with a akarantah and umlingah refers to masculine shabdah means words so akarantah umlingah shabdah so mostly as we go forward we'll come across words even though they are akar looks like they are akarantah umlingah shabdah they might not be the akarantah pullinga shabda pumlinga shabda they might be a feminine word as we go forward we'll also come across such words akarantah pumlinga shabda means something that is masculine in nature and the word ending with aha that is what akarantah pumlinga shabda so most of the words that we have come across are masculine words right and that is why we have used the questions also in masculine mode saha yeshah and for question kaha to refer to some masculine word we have used yeshah or saha but for referring to a question we have used kaha yeshah kaha yeshah balakah saha kaha saha balakah yeshah kaha yeshah devalayah saha devalayah so as we were referring to these words our question was kaha the words were aha right they were ending with aha so these words are referred to in masculine gender so the words are categorized into gender we have masculine gender feminine gender and neuter gender these are the words in which we are going to learn in Sanskrit these are the three genders that we will come across as well so the next gender which is the neutral gender or the neuter gender how are we going to such words how are we going to refer to such words so please note that the words are what are being categorized into masculine feminine or neutral these are the words even though the object might look to a masculine object or the feminine object it is the word that we are referring to plays most important how we are referring to it that is what matters in Sanskrit okay so as we see here we are referring to something that which is for a neuter gender as tat okay it so whenever we are trying to use a pronoun in English he she it right that is how we are referring to as objects we generally never say it is a boy or we will say he is a boy rather than saying it is a boy we will say he is a boy similarly here for an object right that is being referred to for a neuter gender it is being referred to as tat tat kim tat kim. So kim means here again a question. Kim means what. Previously we said kaha. Kaha are eshaha kaha saha kaha, right? That are the ways in which we try to ask the questions that were nearby and far away respectively. Eshaha kaha saha kaha. Eshaha kaha saha kaha. These are the two ways in which we used to refer to in our previous class. Now we are getting introduced to the neuter way of addressing objects and how do we ask the questions. So that is what we are referring to as tat. Tat means something that refers to as far away. So what is this? Etat kim. So if we do not know the word and we are just referring to an item, question, so that is the question Priya Bhagini is asking. So if we have a question like what is this, we have not come to a gender specific, or we are not, or we are only referring to an item. So we will say etat kim, just like what we had eshah kaha. For gender specific, or we do not even know the gender and I just want to ask a question randomly, then probably we will say etat kim. Etat kim, tat kim, etat kim. Something that is nearby we would refer to as etat kim, and something that is far by we will say tat kim. Kim is what, what is this, etat kim. Samichinam bhagini. Etat kim, tat kim. These are the two ways in which we will try to address, or we will say what is this, what is this, etat kim. So what is this, etat kim, what is this, etat kim. So that is the way in which we will also modulate and ask the question. Tat kim, etat kim. So here first object that we are referring to for a far away object is tat kim. Tat kim, tat vimanam. Tat kim, tat vimanam. Vimanam ityukte aeroplane. Vimanam ityukte aeroplane. Samichinam. So now Murugan Mahodaya, can you please unmute and ask both the question and answer it.
समीचीनं
पुस्तकम् इत्युक्ते
बुक् बुक्
समीचीनं पुस्तकम् इत्युक्ते बुक् तत् किं तत् पुस्तकं पुस्तकम् इत्युक्ते बुक् श्रीहासिनी भगिनी आर् यु अवेलेबल् भगिनी वुड् यु लैक् टु टेक् दिस् अप्
तत् किं तत् लोकयानं लोकयानं
लोकयानम्
लोकयानं
समीचीनं तत् किं तत् लोकयानं लोकयानम् इत्युक्ते लोकयानम् इत्युक्ते बस् मन्या भगिनी
तत् किं तत् नेत्रम्
समीचीनं भगिनि तत् किं तत् नेत्रं तत् नयनं नेत्रम् इत्युक्ते ऐ नयनम् इत्युक्ते ऐ सो फार् संथिङ्ग् देट् इस् नियर् बै सो वि विल् से एतत् एतत् किम् एतत् किं संथिङ्ग् देट् इस् नियर् बै we would say etat kim etat vyajanam etat vyajanam vyajanam ityukte fan etat kim etat vyajanam vyajanam ityukte फ़ेन् ऐश्वर्या भगिनी समीचीनम् एतत् किम् एतत् उरुकम् उरुकम् इत्युक्ते ट्रौसर्स् आर् पेण्ट् एतत् किम् एतत् उरुकम् एतत् किम् एतत् उरुकम् पल्लवी भगिनी
एतत् एतत् किम् एतत् पुष्पम्
क्वेश्चन् अण्ड् आन्सर् समीचीनं भगिनि बट् इस् इट् एतत् भगिनि
जस्ट् मिनिट् अगेन् सोरि
भगिनि आर् वि रेफरिङ्ग् टु नियर् बै आब्जेक्ट् आर् अ फार् अवे आब्जेक्ट्
नियर् बै सो हियर्
भगिनि
तत् किं तत् पुष्पम्
समीचीनं तत् किं तत् पुष्पं समीचीनं भगिनि पुष्कास् मां भगिनि हरि ओ देर्
यस् नमस्ते
नमस्ते भगिनि
एतत् किम् एतत् पत्रं पत्रम् इत्युक्ते लीफ्
समीचीनं बहु समीचीनं
धन्यवादः
भगिनि
धन्यवादः
एतत् किम् एतत् पत्रम् अथवा एतत् पर्णम् अथवा एतत् दलं पत्रम् इत्युक्ते लीफ् पर्णम् इत्युक्ते लीफ् दलम् इत्युक्ते लीफ् पत्रम् इत्युक्ते लीफ् पर्णम् इत्युक्ते लीफ् दलम् इत्युक्ते लीफ् एतत् किम् एतत् पत्रम् वन्दना गार्ग् भगिनी
नमस्कारं
नमस्कारं भगिनी
तत् किं तत् किं तत् जलं
समीचीनं भगिनि तत् किं तत् जलं जलम् इत्युक्ते वाटर् जलं धन्यवादः भगिनि प्रियराम भगिनी समीचीनं भगिनि एतत् किम् एतत् वातायनम् वातायनम् इत्युक्ते विण्डो वातायनम् इत्युक्ते विण्डो इन्दिरा भगिनी आर् यु अवैलबल्
द्वारं
Yes, it is closed. So, etat kim, etat dwaram.
Samichinam bhagini. Etat kim, etat dwaram. Dwaram ityukte door. Dwaram ityukte door. So, Swarna Lakshma bhagini, are you available?
Etat kim. एतत् नगरं
समीचीनं भगिनि एतत् किम् एतत् नगरम् नगरम् इत्युक्ते एतत् नगरं समीचीनं भगिनि नगरम् इत्युक्ते सिटि नगरम् इत्युक्ते सिटि मङ्गायराज् भगिनी आर् यु अवैलबल्
यस्
भगिनि
नगरम् ओन्ली ऐ सी ओके
ओके
तत् किं तत् सेवफलम्
तत् किं तत् सेवफलम् सेवफलम् इत्युक्ते आपल् तत् किं तत् सेवफलम् इत्युक्ते आपल् समीचीनं भगिनि. रञ्जना भगिनि.
यस् सर्. एतत् किम्? एतत् द्राक्षाफलम्.
समीचीनं भगिनि. एतत् किम्? एतत् द्राक्षाफलम्. द्राक्षाफलम् इत्युक्ते ग्रेप्स्. समीचीनं भगिनि. सुचित्रा भगिनि.
हलो. यस्. तत् किं? तत् नारफलम्.
नो नो इश्यूस् भगिनि. सो तत् किं? तत् नारङ्गफलम्.
नारङ्गफलम्.
नारङ्गफलं.
नारङ्गफलं.
समीचीनं भगिनि. तत् किं? तत् नारङ्गफलं. नारङ्गफलं.
नारङ्गफलम्. ओरेञ्ज्.
समीचीनं भगिनि. समीचीनं.
धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः भगिनि. मञ्जुश्री भगिनि. ओके. मञ्जुश्री भगिनि इस् नाट् देयर् लुक्स् लैक्. सेन्थिल् महोदय, आर् यु देयर्?
तत् किं? तत् कदलीफलम्.
समीचीनं महोदय. तत् किं? तत् कदलीफलं. कदलीफलम् इत्युक्ते बनाना. कदलीफलम् इत्युक्ते बनाना.
धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः महोदय. राघवन् महोदय, आर् यु अवेलेबल्?
यस् सर्.
महोदय,
एतत् किम्?
एतत् किम्? एतत् आम्रफलम्. एतत् किम्? एतत् आम्रफलम्. आम्रफलम् इत्युक्ते मेङ्गो. आम्रफलम् इत्युक्ते मेङ्गो. समीचीनं. करुणा भगिनी.
आम् आचार्यः.
आम्रफलम्.
एतत् आम्रफलम्.
समीचीनं महोदय. एतत् किम्? एतत् आम्रफलम्. आम्रफलम् इत्युक्ते मेङ्गो. आशी भगिनी, आर् यु अवेलेबल्?
यस् आई एम हियर.
भगिनी,
तत् किं? तत् भोजनम्.
समीचीनं भगिनी. तत् किं? तत् भोजनम्. भोजनम् इत्युक्ते फुड्. भोजनम् इत्युक्ते फुड्. कुङ्कुम भगिनी.
यस्. एतत् किम्? एतत् पयोहिमम्.
समीचीनं भगिनी. एतत् किम्? एतत् पयोहिमम्. पयोहिमम् इत्युक्ते ऐस्क्रीम्. पयोहिमम् इत्युक्ते ऐस्क्रीम्. प्रमिला भगिनी. పల్లవి భగిని.
హలో. తత్ ఫైనకం.
తత్ కిం? తత్ ఫేనకం. ఫేనకం భగిని.
ఫేనకం. ఓకే.
ఫేనకం. समीचीनं भगिनि. अनिता भगिनी.
किम् एतत् नाणकम्?
समीचीनं भगिनि. एतत् किम्? एतत् नाणकम्.
नाणकम्
इत्युक्ते नाणकं. समीचीनं भगिनि. नाणकं नाणकम्. So the first letter N is like we pronounce it while touching our tongue to the upper jaw, N. And N is a little bit behind the jaw, N. So it becomes N, N, Nanakam. So it is almost where the nostrils meet our mouth is the second N, Nanakam, Nanakam. एतत् किम्? एतत् नाणकम्. नाणकम् इत्युक्ते कायिन्. बालसुब्रह्मण्यं महोदय. मुरुगन् शर्मा महोदय. महोदय
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 can you hear? Can you hear?
Yes, महोदय, you are audible.
तत् किं? तत् उपनेत्रम्.
समीचीनं महोदय. तत् किं? तत् उपनेत्रम्. उपनेत्रम् इत्युक्ते स्पेक्टकल्स् आर् ग्लासस्. देर् इस् अ क्वश्चन्, विल् यू ईमेल् अस् आफ्टर् द क्लास्? यस् भगिनि, आल् आफ् दिस् स्लैड्स् आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि शेर्ड् वित् यू. ऐ विल् ईमेल् इट् यू आफ्टर् द क्लास्. द होम्वर्क् अण्ड् आल्सो द नोट्स् विल् बि ईमेल्ड् टु यू. So this will be uploaded on the sites.google.com. That link has already been shared with you. Our ID is Sanskrit31. Under that, these notes are available. So the homework has been uploaded already for the previous class. The answers have been shared on that site. So that is already available. The current session slides, I will be doing it after our session. Okay. त्रिहासिनी भगिनी.
तत् किं? तत् भोजनगृहम्.
समीचीनं भगिनी. तत् किं? तत् भोजनगृहम्. भोजनगृहम् इत्युक्ते डैनिङ्ग् रूम्. भोजनगृहम् इत्युक्ते डैनिङ्ग् रूम्. मन्या भगिनी.
तत् किं? तत् चरणम्.
समीचीनं भगिनी. तत् किं? तत् चरणम्. चरणम् इस् द टाप् पार्ट् आफ् अवर् फीट्. चरणं. तत् किं? तत् चरणम्. ऐश्वर्या भगिनी. समीचीनं भगिनि. तत् किं? तत् पेषकम्. पेषकम् इत्युक्ते ग्रैण्डर्. तत् पेषकम्. पुष्पा स्वां भगिनि.
तत् किं? तत् उदग्रयाणम्.
उदग्रयाणम्. समीचीनम्.
उदग्रयाणम् इत्युक्ते हेलिकाप्टर्.
बहु समीचीनं समीचीनं भगिनि, धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः. धन्यवादः.
तत् किं? तत् उदग्रयानम्. उदग्रयानम् इत्युक्ते हेलिकाप्टर्. समीचीनं. तत् किं? तत् उदग्रयानम्. वन्दन भगिनि.
यस्. एतत् किम्? एतत् गृहम्.
समीचीनं भगिनि. एतत् किम्? एतत् गृहं. गृहम् इत्युक्ते हौस्. गृहं. समीचीनं भगिनि.
सो वि विल् नाट् सी गृहं.
गृहं नो भगिनि. इट् इस् गृ. गृहं जनरलि फार् वि गृह गृह. यस् सर्.
गृहं.
एतत् किम्? एतत् गृहं. प्रियाराम भगिनी.
एतत् किम्? एतत् मिश्रकम्.
समीचीनं भगिनि. एतत् किम्? एतत् मिश्रकम्. मिश्रकम् इत्युक्ते मिक्सर्.
महोदय, वाट् इस् द डिफ्रेन्स् बिट्वीन् पेषकम् अण्ड् मिश्रकम्? आर् देयर् सिनानिम्स्?
मिश्रकम् इस् फार् मिक्सर्. पेषकम् इस् फार् ग्रैण्डर्. सो इफ् इट् इस् या.
गाट् इट्. गाट् इट्. थेङ्क् यु.
रैट् महोदय. So we are using them interchangeably, but for the Sanskrit, I think for the root word they are using mishrakam, and for the one which is grinder they are using it for peshakam.
Dhanyavad.
Astu mahodaya. Indra bhagini.
एतत् किम्? एतत् व्याकरणम्.
समीचीनं भगिनि. व्याकरणम् इत्युक्ते द वन्स् दट् वि यूस् फार् पुटिङ्ग् अप् स्पैसस् अण्ड् साल्ट्. दि होल्डर्स् आफ् देम् आर् काल्ड् अस् व्याकरणम्. सो इन् आर्डर् टु यूस् दि सीसनिङ्ग् वि आर् रेफरिङ्ग् टु अस् व्याकरणम्. एतत् किम्? एतत् व्याकरणम्. स्वर्णलक्ष्मी भगिनि.
तत् किं? तत् युतकम्.
समीचीनं भगिनि.
तत् युतकम्.
समीचीनं. युतकम् इत्युक्ते शर्ट्. युतकम्. युतकम् इत्युक्ते शर्ट्. मङ्गाय भगिनि.
एतत् किम्? एतत् दण्डफेनकम्.
समीचीनं भगिनि. एतत् किम्? एतत् दन्तफेनकम्. दन्तफेनकम् इत्युक्ते टूत्पेस्ट्. दन्तफेनकम्. रञ्जना भगिनि.
तत् किम्? तत् रेलयानम्.
समीचीनं भगिनि. तत् किं? तत् रेलयानम्. रेलयानम् इत्युक्ते ट्रैन्. समीचीनं भगिनि.
धन्यवादः.
चित्रा भगिनि, आर् यू देयर्?
यस्. एतत् किम्? एतत् वनम्.
समीचीनं भगिनि. एतत् किम्? एतत् वनम्. वनम् इत्युक्ते फारेस्ट्. वनम् इत्युक्ते फारेस्ट् आर् जङ्गल्.
धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः भगिनि. मञ्जुश्री भगिनि.
यस्.
तत् किं तत् कङ्कतम्.
समीचीनं भगिनि. तत् किं तत् कङ्कतम्. कङ्कतम् इत्युक्ते
कङ्कतम्
इत्युक्ते कोम्. नेक्स्ट् वन् सेन्थिल् महोदय.
यस् महोदय. एतत् किम् एतत् कङ्कणम्.
समीचीनं महोदय. एतत् किम् एतत् कङ्कणम्. कङ्कणम् इत्युक्ते बेङ्गल्.
So, Mahavaya, it is K-A-N-G or K-A-G?
Kankatam, because the K is pronounced, and this is the same thing, at the same place where the tongue is being pronounced, we are not changing that position, because, yeah. So, it is coming out Kankanam, Kankanam.
Kankanam, okay.
Kankanam.
Dhani Vaad.
समीचीनं महोदय. अस्तु, राघवन् महोदय, आर् यु अवेलेबल्?
जि यस् महोदय. तत् किं तत् पत्रम्.
समीचीनं, बहु समीचीनं. तत् किं तत् पत्रं. पत्रम् इत्युक्ते लेटर्. पत्रम् इत्युक्ते लेटर्. करुणा भगिनी अस्ति वा?
एतत् किम् एतत् सङ्गणकम्.
समीचीनं भगिनि, बहु समीचीनम्. एतत् किम् एतत् सङ्गणकम्. सङ्गणकम् इत्युक्ते कम्प्यूटर्. सङ्गणकं कम्प्यूटर्.
धन्यवादः महोदय.
अस्तु अस्तु भगिनि. सो मोस्ट्लि वेन् वि से मोस्ट्लि इट् मीन्स् अधिकतया. अधिकतया मीन्स् इट् इस् मोस्ट्लि, रैट्? वि हेड् सीन् टू टैप्स् आफ् वर्ड्स् इन् दिस् क्लास्. वन् वास् वन् देट् वास् एण्डिङ्ग् वित् अह एण्ड् अन् देट् वास् एण्डिङ्ग् वित् अम्. अह इस् जनरलि रेफर्ड् टु फार् मास्क्युलैन् वर्ड्स्. अकारान्तः पुंलिङ्गः शब्दः आर् पुंलिङ्गः शब्दः. सो अकारान्तः पुंलिङ्गशब्दः आर् मास्कुलैन् वर्ड्स् इन् संस्कृत. एण्ड् अकारान्तः नपुंसकलिङ्गः शब्दः आर् न्यूटर् जेण्डर् वर्ड्स्. सो वर्ड्स् आर् क्लासिफैड् इन् टु मास्कुलैन्, फेमिनैन् एण्ड् न्यूटर्. सो वि हेड् सीन् अह एण्ड् अम्. अह इस् रेफर्ड् टु फार् वर्ड्स् देट् आर् जनरलि, अधिकतया, मोस्ट्लि इन् मास्कुलैन् फार्म्. Am are in neuter form, are napunsaka linga form. That is the form of the word, aha and am. So, we will also see what are the body parts again. So, if we have to refer to this top part, we are referring this to as mastakam. Mastakam, or the entire face is called as mukham. The entire face is called as mukham. And hairs are called as keshaha. Hairs are called as keshaha. And the forehead is ityukte, forehead ityukte lalatam. Forehead ityukte lalatam. As we were discussing, bruhu is a word that is ending with aha. Bruhu. Bruhu ityukte eyebrows. Bruhu ityukte eyebrows. It is ending with aha, right? Bruhu. Bruhu. It is ending with aha. So, visargaha. Or it is visargaha. So, here this word is actually feminine in nature. That is why it has been written here as yesha. Yesha bruhu. Even though this word sounds as masculine, but this word is feminine. Yesha bruhu. Right? Netram. Netram, is it masculine or neutral? This is a neutral because it is am. Netram. Netram, because it is ending with am as our sound, this word here it is neuter, or it is neutral word. Then we have karnaha. Karnaha is akaranta pumlinga shabda. Karnaha. Karnaha, because this is ending with aha, and the root word is ending with aha, we have karnaha. So we are referring to as masculine word here, karnaha. Karnaha ityukte ear. Karnaha ityukte ear. Mukham. Mukham ityukte mouth. Am. This is again ending with am. Mukham. Mukham ityukte mouth. It is ending with am. Griva. It is neither aha or am. Griva. Griva, our neck. Griva is either is neither ending with aha or am. So please also notice the sounds. Griva. Chibukam. Chibukam. So chibukam is the chin. Chibukam is the chin, and it is again am. Chibukam. So this is a neuter word or a neutral word. Kapolaha. Kapolaha is our cheek part. Kapolaha is our cheeks. Kapolaha. Then nasika. Nasika. This is neither again aha or am. Nasika. Nasika is nose. Right? Nasika. So when it comes to mouth, we have oshtav. Because we generally refer to as upper lip, lower lip, or we are referring to as lips. These are oshtav. Tav. Oshtav. So lips, oshtav. So oshtav means lips. Together, the upper lip and the lower lip are oshtav, because they are referring to the upper lip and the lower lip both. So au, au is the form that is taken for two things. Au, oshtav. Please also notice this, oshtav. And what we have referred to in the beginning is etau. So etau oshtav means two things. If you want to refer to two things, etau oshtav. Tau is basically two things. Etau oshtav. Oshtav is two things. Two lips are the upper lip and the lower lip. Next one is dantaha. Dantaha means teeth. One. Teeth means dantaha. Jihwa. Jihwa means tongue. Jihwa, tongue. Adharaha. Adharaha is the lower lip. Adharaha. 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 Dehaha or shariram. Shariram is the body or dehaha. So hastaha is our palm part. Hastaha is the palm part. Karmulakam is the wrist part. Karmulakam is the wrist part. Bahuhu is our muscles, or the part that is after this joint is what we are referring to as bahuhu. Yeshaha bahuhu.
Mahodaya.
Udaram.
Mahodaya. Can I yes. ask a question?
Yes,
on dantaha, on dantaha, dantaha means all the dantas or only one danta?
One teeth. It is not two. One. Or when I said two, I think it should be tooth. Or did I say teeth?
Or teeth. Dantaha. Etau, etau dantaha. Can we say that?
Etau dantau. Samichinam avada. Etaha dantaha. Samichinam.
Oh, etaha dantaha. Okay, thank you.
Etaha dantaha.
Okay, thank you.
So, tooth is for plural. Teeth is for singular. So, I think I told teeth. Teeth. So, it is dantaha. Dantaha.
Oh, plural. Okay. Hari. Thank you, Mahodaya.
Samichana, Mahodaya. So, coming back to this, bahuhu, we are referring to the part after the joint. Bahuhu. Bahuhu. Udaram. Udaram ityukte stomach. Udaram ityukte stomach. Nabihi. Eshaha nabhi. Actually, it is eshaha nabhi. So that is the navel. Right? Nabhi. Nabhi. Esha katihi. Katihi ityukte waste. Katihi ityukte waste. Vakshathalam. Vakshathalam. Vakshasthalam ityukte the chest. Vakshasthalam ityukte chest. Kandaha. Kandaha is the shoulder. Kandaha, the shoulder. Areas of the shoulders. कन्दः. देन् कूर्परः, कूर्परः इस् द एल्बो जायिण्ट्. कूर्परः, कूर्परः, कूर्परः इत्युक्ते द पार्ट् दट् इस् द एल्बो जायिण्ट्, दट् इस् वाट् इस् कूर्परः. अत्र द पार्ट्स् आफ् अवर् हेण्ड्. सो वि हाव् नखं. नखं, एस् यु सी, दिस् इस् बेसिकलि अम्. सो हियर् इट् इस् रेफरिङ्ग् टु एस् अवर् न्यूटर् वर्ड्. नखं मीन्स् नेल्. नेल् इत्युक्ते नखम्. अङ्गुली, अङ्गुली इत्युक्ते फिङ्गर्. अङ्गुली, अङ्गुली इत्युक्ते फिङ्गर्. उली, अङ्गुली इत्युक्ते फिङ्गर्, अङ्गुली. सो आल्सो फार् ईच् आफ् दिस् पार्ट् वि हाव् द gender associated to it. So we are generally saying eshah uruhu. Uruhu is our thigh part. Uruhu, eshah uruhu. Etat janu, janu, janu is the knee area, knee part. Janu. Etat, etat here is basically the neuter word. Etat, etat janu. Jhangha, jhangha is the leg or the part where it is also the from the knee to the ankle. Yanga. Gutaha, gutha is this part of the bone at the near the ankle. Gutaha, gutaha. Charanam, the part of the feet, upper part of the feet is charanam. Astihi, asti, etat asti, et yeshaha padaha, yeshaha uruhu, etat janu, yeshaha gutaha, etat charanam. अस्थि इत्युक्ते बोन्. एतत् अस्थि, अस्थि इत्युक्ते बोन्. एतत् एषः कपालः, कपालः इत्युक्ते कल्. एषः कपालः. हृदयं, हृदयं, हृदयम् इत्युक्ते हार्ट्, हृदयम् इत्युक्ते हार्ट्. मस्तिष्कम्, मस्तिष्कम्, मस्तिष्कम् इत्युक्ते ब्रेन्. मस्तिष्कम् इत्युक्ते ब्रेन्, मस्तिष्कम्. कण्ठः, ठः, कण्ठः इत्युक्ते थ्रोट्. कण्ठः इत्युक्ते थ्रोट्. सो हृदयं, मस्तिष्कम् आर् अम् वर्ड्. सो दीस् आर् इन् न्यूटर् जेण्डर् वर्ड्. कण्ठः, ठः, इट् इस् अह हियर्, दिस् इस् अ मास्क्युलैन् वर्ड्, कण्ठः. So, saha is for faraway words. Yeshaha is for near. Kaha is for question when we are referring to saha or yeshaha. Yeshaha, saha, kaha. So, these are punlinga sarvanama shabdaha. Shabdaha is for singular. Shabdaha is for plural. Punlinga sarvanama. So, punlinga means here this is masculine. Umlinga, masculine. Sarvanama, sarvanama means this is pronoun. Sarvanama, something that is he, she, these are pronouns in English. So for similarly pronouns here in Sanskrit is saha, yeshaha for masculine. So sarvanama umlinga shabdaha, saha, yeshaha, kaha. Shabdaha, shabdaha, shabdaha means plural. Shabdah, singular. Shabdah, plural. Saha, yeshah, kaha. These are the three words that we have come across in the masculine form. Similarly, for feminine forms, neutral forms or neuter gender forms, we have come across three words for pronouns. Tat, etat, and kim. Napunsaka linga, सर्वनाम शब्दाः. नपुंसकलिङ्ग सर्वनाम शब्दाः. सो नपुंसकलिङ्ग मीन्स् हियर् वि आर् रेफरिङ्ग् टु एस् न्यूट्रल् वर्ड्स्. सर्वनाम, अगेन् दिस् इस् प्रोनौन्. शब्दाः, शब्दाः, शब्दाः इण्डिकेट् द वर्ड्स्. वर्ड् शब्दः, वर्ड् शब्दाः. प्रोनौन्स् मीन्स् सर्वनाम. तत्, तत् इस् फार् अवे. एतत् इस् नियर्. So when, what is this? Etat kim, near. What is this? When we are trying to find out something that is far away. Or what is that? Tat kim. Etat kim. What is this? Kim is what? So it is, here it is actually neutral in general. So kim here we are referring to as etat kim, tat kim. Neutral in gender. This is given as masculine, but this is actually for neuter gender. Okay, so this is what we have learned with respect to tat kim, etat kim. Similarly, we have these words here. Hope you have gone through the song that is there in YouTube. The link is provided here, so please also go through this song. Very nice song. So which also gives us how the words are related to the letters. So for example, a ashwaha, the song is starting with this, a ashwaha, a amraha. So a small song or a rhyme that is being pointed out to know how the letters are being associated with words. So a ashwaha, a ashwaha, ashwaha indicates horse. A amraha, amraha means mango. E ikshuhu, ikshuhu means sugar cane, sugar cane. E ikshuku, sugar cane. E ishaha, ishaha, ishaha means god. U udakam, udakam ityukte water. U urmihi, urmihi ityukte wave. Ru rushihi, rushihi ityukte seer. Ru ru ru. Then a edaha, edaha ityukte goat. I aindrajalikaha, aindrajalikaha ityukte magician. O otuhu, otuhu ityukte cat. Marjaraha is another word that we had come across. Aushadam, aushadam ityukte medicine. Aushadam ityukte medicine. Samichinam. So these are the words that we have come. Now we will go to page number 3. Page number 3 of our Abhyasa Pustakam. So please refer to page number 3 of Abhyasa Pustakam. And Karuna Bhagni, are you available? Bhagini, can you please go through the first row, page number 3.
Okay, Varnamala Geetam, Swaraha Vowels.
Bhagini, this is for Abhyasa Pustakam. In Abhyasa Pustakam.
Edaha. Edaha.
Sir, you can show us the Abhyasaka Pustakam also.
Yes, yes. I think I have not downloaded it. Let me do it immediately.
Mahoday, I put the link back. I put the PDF on the chat.
Yes, Mahoday. Oh. I'm trying to download it. Let me download.
Mahodaya, you want us to read what is on the screen?
Not on the screen, Mahodaya. I am asking you to refer to the Abhyasa Pustakam book.
Yeah, sorry, we don't have it right now.
I see. Let me see if it is there. If it is not there, I think.
Yeah, from next class we will.
No problem. So I'll also, I've shared the link, so we will also refer to it. Let me see if it is, not downloaded properly.
Is it a 1.2E1?
Senthil Mahoday had actually given the document, so this is the one. Hope you are able to see it now.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me maximize this a minute. Okay. So, please refer to page number
1.2.
Page number 3.
Page number 3, it is 1.2E.
एतत्
छत्रं तत् फलम्
समीचीनं महोदय. एतत् छत्रं तत् फलं. छत्रम् इत्युक्ते अम्ब्रेल्ला, फलम् इत्युक्ते फ्रूट्. समीचीनं महोदय, समीचीनं. वन्दन भगिनी,
एतत् पुष्पं तत् कृष्णफलं.
फलकं,
फलकं, वेरि स्माल्, ऐ काण्ट् रीड्. इट्स् कृष्णफलकम्.
Okay, okay, looks like this is actually causing trouble, so everybody let me try to probably do it in this way. Hopefully this is better.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is etat pushpam tat krishna phalakam. Pushpam
krishna phal,
krishna phalakam, phalakam.
So krishna phalakam is black gold, yeah.
समीचीनं भगिनी. कृष्णफलकम् इत्युक्ते ब्लाक् बोर्ड्. कृष्ण, कृष्ण इत्युक्ते ब्लाक्, फलकम् इत्युक्ते बोर्ड्. फलकम् आर् स्लेट्, संथिङ्ग् देट् इस् ब्लाक्, बोर्ड् विच् इस् इन् ब्लाक्. कृष्णफलकम्. एतत् किम्? एतत् पुष्पं तत् कृष्णफलकं. समीचीनं भगिनी. अनिता भगिनी, आर् यु अवेलेबल्? Bhagini, this is, please refer to the same thing. The boy is referring to this part as etat and that part as tat. Samichinam, Bhagini. Etat upanetram tat duradarshanam.
Duradarshanam.
Darshanam. दूरदर्शनं. सो दूरदर्शनम् इत्युक्ते टेलिविजन्. उपनेत्रम् इत्युक्ते ग्लास्, ग्लासस् आर् स्पेक्टकल्स्. समीचीनं भवति. सो ऐ थिङ्क् दिस् इस् गुड् फार् टुडे. सो वी हव् सीन् एषः, सः, रिविजन्. वी हव् सीन् टु न्यू वर्ड्स् फार् प्रोनौन्स्, एतत्, तत्. एण्ड् आल्सो हव् कम् अक्रास् हौ the words behave in Sanskrit. Adhikataya, mostly it is aha for masculine, am for neuter words.
Neuter words.
Neuter words, am. Okay, Bhagini, so we will stop here for today. It is almost time. So I will send the PPTs and also the notes for today as well as the homework for today. Thank you, everybody. Dhanyavada.
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 Dhanyavada, Mahodaya.
Dhanyavada, Mahodaya. Dhanyavada, Bhagini.
Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada, Mahodaya.